们读新约圣经罗马书第十五章
We return to the New Testament, Romans chapter 15.
新约圣经罗马书第十五章
Romans chapter 15, the New Testament.
第一节
Verse 1.
我们坚固的人应该担待不坚固人的软弱不求自己的喜悦
Now we who are strong ought to bear the weakness of those without strength and not just please ourselves.
我们个人务要叫灵舍喜悦使他得益处建立德行
Let each of us please his neighbor for his good to his edification.
因为基督也不求自己的喜悦如经上所记辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上
For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproach you, they fell upon me.
从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, that through perseverance and encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
但愿赐忍耐安慰的神叫你们彼此同心效法基督耶稣一
Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus
一心一口荣耀神我们主耶稣基督的父
That with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ
所以你们要彼此接纳如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于父，归于神。
Wherefore accept one another, just as Christ also accepted us, to the glory of God.
我说基督是为神真理做了受割礼人的执事，要证实所应许列祖的话。
For I say that Christ has become a minister to the circumcision on behalf of the truth of God to confirm the promises given to the fathers.
并叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀神如经上所记因此我要在外邦中称赞你歌颂你的名。
And for the Gentiles to glorify God for his mercy, as it is written,Therefore, I will give praise to thee among the Gentiles, and I will sing to thy name.
又说你们外邦人当与主的百姓一同欢乐。
And again he says, Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people.
又说外邦啊，你们当赞美主，万民啊，你们都当颂赞他。
And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him.
又有以赛亚说将来有耶西的根就是那兴起来要治理外邦的外邦人要仰望他
And again Isaiah says There shall come to the root of Jesse And he who arises to rule over the Gentiles In him shall the Gentiles hope
但愿使人有盼望的神因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望
Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄们，我自己也深信你们是满有良善，充足了诸般的知识，也能彼此劝诫。
And concerning you, my brethren, I myself also am convinced that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able also to admonish one another.
但我稍微放胆写信给你们是要提醒你们的记性特因神所给我的恩典
But I have written very boldly to you on some points so as to remind you again because of the grace that was given me from God
是我为外邦人做基督耶稣的仆役做神福音的祭司叫所献上的外邦人因着圣灵成为圣洁可蒙悦纳
To be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles ministering as a priest the gospel of God that my offering of the Gentiles might become acceptable sanctified by the Holy Spirit
所以论到神的事我在基督耶稣里有可夸的
Therefore, in Christ Jesus, I have found reason for boasting in things pertaining to God.
除了基督借我所做的那些事，我什么都不敢提，只提他借我言语作为，用神迹奇事的能力，并圣灵的能力，使外邦人顺服。
For I will not presume to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me, resulting in the obedience of the Gentiles by word and deed.
甚至我从耶路撒冷直转到以利里谷，到处传了基督的福音。
In the power of signs and wonders, in the power of the Spirit, so that from Jerusalem and round about as far as Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ.
我立了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。
And thus I aspire to preach the gospel, not where Christ was already named, that I might not build upon another man's foundation.
就如经上所记，未曾闻知他信息的将要看见，未曾听过的将要明白。
But as it is written, they who had no news of him shall see, and they who have not heard shall understand.
我因多次被拦阻，总不得到你们那里去。
For this reason, I have often been hindered from coming to you.
但如今在这里再没有可传的地方，而且这好几年，我切心想望到西班牙去的时候，可以到你们那里。
But now, with no further place for me in these regions, and since I have had for many years a longing to come to you whenever I go to Spain,
盼望从你们那里经过，得见你们，先与你们彼此交往，心里稍微满足，然后蒙你们送行。
For I hope to see you in passing and to be helped on my way there by you, when I first enjoyed your company for a while.
但现在我往耶路撒冷去供给圣徒。
But now I am going to Jerusalem, serving the saints.
因为马其顿和亚该亚人乐意凑出捐献给耶路撒冷圣徒中的穷人。
For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem.
这固然是他们乐意的，其实也算是所欠的债。因外邦人既然在他们属灵的好处上有份，就当把养生之物供给他们。
Yes, they were pleased to do so, and they are indebted to them. For if the Gentiles have share in their spiritual things, they are indebted to minister to them also in material things.
等我办完了这事，把这善果向他们交付明白，我就要路过你们那里往西班牙去。
Therefore, when I have finished this and have put my seal on this fruit of theirs, I will go on by way of you to Spain.
我也晓得去的时候必带着基督丰盛的恩典而去。
And I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ.
弟兄们，我借着我们主耶稣基督，又借着圣灵的爱，劝你们与我一同竭力，为我祈求神。
Now I urge you, brethren, by our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God for me.
叫我脱离在犹太不顺从的人，也叫我为耶路撒冷所办的捐献可蒙圣徒悦纳。
That I may be delivered from those who are disobedient in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may prove acceptable to the saints.
并叫我顺着神的旨意，欢欢喜喜地到你们那里，与你们同得安息。
So that I may come to you in joy by the will of God and find refreshing rest in your company.
愿赐平安的神常和你们众人同在。Amen.
Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们何等欢喜快乐，一同在你的面前相聚。
Dear Lord Jesus, how we rejoice that we are able to gather before you.
你实在就是我们的满足，就是我们一切喜乐的泉源。
Indeed, you are the one that fully satisfies us. You are the fountain of our joy.
早晨，我们把我们的心再一次都来转向你。
This morning we all turn our hearts to you once again.
让我们面上一切的帕子都被你除去。
May you remove all the veils that covers our face.
我们在这里只有一个心愿，就愿意来看见我们的主。
We only have one desire here, that is to see you, Lord.
只有你才能够拯救我们。
Because you alone can save us.
只有你才能够解决我们生活、我们侍奉中一切的难处。
You alone can resolve all the difficulties that we face in our life and in our service.
只有你是我们的道路。
You alone are our way.
早晨我们全心的来投靠你。
This morning we commit our full hearts to you.
我们求主你自己显明在你教会的里面。
May you reveal yourself to your church.
你来怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
让我们在你面前不是听人在这里讲论什么。
That we are not here to hear what man has to say.
我们愿意听见神儿子的声音。
But Lord, we want to hear your voice.
主啊，你怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
罗马书十五章，讲到一件非常特别的事。
Romans chapter 15 talks about a very special thing.
这里他特别讲到执事。
Here it especially mentioned about ministers.
这里讲到身体的执事。
It talks about the minister of the body.
这里面圣经给我们看见神要在教会里得着一般的人。
The Bible shows us that God is after a group of people in the church.
就是神可以把他自己托付给他们。
And these are the people that God can fully commit himself to them.
神要得着一般的神的儿女。
And God is after a group of children.
把建造教会这样伟大的托付能够托付给他们。
And commit to them the task of building up his church.
神要在他百姓中间得着每一个人。
Among the people of God, God is after each one of us.
让我们每一个人都可以成为一个他可以使用建造基督身体的器皿。
That we can all become the vessel fit for building up his church.
弟兄姊妹，这件事对于我们每一个人来讲都是非常严肃，而且是非常重要的。
Brother and sister, this is a very important and serious matter to each one of us.
虽然好像我们有的我们弟兄姊妹刚刚蒙恩得救。
Even though some of you may just been saved.
但是我们知道我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，我们都已经被带进他的旨意的里面。
But we know that each one of us who are saved, we have been brought into the midst of his will.
如果主的爱在我们里面这样一直的来感动我们，一直在那里焚烧的话。
If the Lord's love continues to burn within us,
我们都来都有个心愿来关心主的见证。
Then we will have a heart desire to care about his testimony.
我们都盼望这一生能够成为一个遵行神旨意的人。
We all desire for the rest of our life we will be people who are obedient to his will.
如果我们是一个关心神见证的一个人。
If we are people who cares about God's testimony.
这一章对我们来讲实在是非常非常的重要。
Then this is an important chapter to you.
这里好像又带我们回到人的问题。
And here it brings us back to the problems of men.
好像在罗马书给我们看见人从怎样的一种犯罪败坏的光景。
It seems as Roman has shown us from a sinful man.
然后借着神的拯救。
And God will use his salvation.
让我们不仅称义。
Not only we will become justified.
成圣。
We will be sanctified.
而且要得着荣耀。
And now we will be glorified.
不仅如此。
Not only this,
还要把我们带进身体的侍奉的里面。
He will bring us into a body ministry.
让我们在身体里面来一同的服侍他。
And so that within this body, we can serve God together.
我们过一个身体的生活。
We can live a bodily life.
然后我们在身体里面，在基督里面，我们彼此的交通。
And in this body and in Christ, we can have fellowship with one another.
但到了第十五章，好像圣灵又把我们带回到人的问题。
But when we come to chapter 15, once again, the Holy Spirit brings us back to see the problems of men.
弟兄姊妹，在神的眼中，人是一个非常关键的一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, in eyes of God, man is a crucial point.
神他是全能的神。
God is the Almighty God.
他说有就有，命令就立。
Whatever he said, it is done according to his word.
在我们的神的面前，有哪一座山是太高的呢？
And before God, which mountain is too high for him?
在我们的神面前有哪一个难处是他不能解决的呢？
And before God, which problem that he cannot resolve?
但是我们的神他有一个非常荣耀的心意。
Our God has a glorious will.
他愿意借着人来成就他自己的旨意。
He desires to accomplish his will through men.
这是太稀奇的一件事。
This is an amazing thing.
这是我们很多时候没有办法明白的。
This is something hard for us to comprehend.
好像神就乐意把他自己限制在这个人这样一个软弱的器皿的身上。
It seems as if God is willing and desired to limit himself within a weak vessel as man.
像使徒保罗所说的，好像他这个宝贝愿意放在我们这个瓦器的里面。
Just like Paul said that he wants to place this treasure within an earthen vessel.
但是要显明这莫大的能力不是出于我们这个瓦器。
But in order to show forth his almighty power, it does not matter upon this earthen vessel.
乃是显明这能力是出于神，是出于这个宝贝。
But it shows us that this power comes through the treasure within.
我们知道，在读旧约的时候，我们看见神在历史历代，他盼望能够得着他自己的见证人。
We know throughout the history in the Old Testament, God desires to gain men to be his testimony.
但是他没有完全得着这样的人。
And yet he could not fully find such kind of men.
好像我们读约翰福音第二章的时候。
When we read John chapter 2,
那里面有许多人看见主耶稣行的神迹，他们就来跟随主。
There are many people who have seen Jesus perform miracles, therefore they came to follow him.
但是圣经特别记载了一句话。
But the Bible especially recorded one word.
人家说耶稣却不把自己托付给他们。
Jesus did not commit himself to them.
弟兄姊妹，神是何等巴望能够得着人。
How God desires to gain a man.
可以非常放心的把他自己托付给人。
That he can completely commit himself to this man.
把他自己所要做的工作托付给人。
To commit his work to this man.
这实在是过于我们所求所想。
And this is something beyond what we can ask.
我们实在是不明白。
We do not understand.
我们实在感谢赞美我们的主。
And yet we praise and thank our God.
当我们的主在地上行走的时候，神真的得着了这样一个人。
As our Lord Jesus walked on earth, God has fully gained such a man.
神可以把他自己完全的托付在这个人的身上。
That God can completely commit himself unto this man.
借着这个人，他可以让他的旨意完全的通行。
And through this man, his will can be done freely.
我们的主在地上的时候，成就了神在他身上一切的旨意。
Our Jesus Christ has accomplished all the will of God while he was on earth.
感谢主，今天神在教会身上同样要得着这样的器皿。
Thank the Lord because God has the same desire for the church today that he will gain such kind of vessel.
从前神怎样借着拿撒勒人那一个肉身在地上行走。
How God had used Jesus Nazareth who walked on this earth in his flesh.
今天神要借着他的属灵的身体同样要在这地上来成就他的旨意。
And today God will use his spiritual body on this earth to accomplish his will.
弟兄姊妹，神今天要得着一般的器皿。
Brother and sister, God is after a kind of vessel.
是可以他是可以来托付的。
One that he can fully commit himself to.
是他可以完全的来使用的。
One that he can fully use.
好像刚才我们弟兄所说的那根竹子一样。
Just like the bamboo that our brother has told us about the story.
是可以让这主人的旨意通行在他们身上，如同通行在天上一样。
And to allow the will of the master to be done through this vessel on earth as it is in heaven.
在这第十五章一开始，他说这里提到了有这个坚固的人。
In chapter 15, it begins to talk about a strong man.
这个强壮、这些刚强的人是何等宝贵呢
？And these people who are strong, they are so precious.
他们可能在教会里面有许多的侍奉。
Maybe they do bear much responsibilities in this church.
他们已经把自己完全奉献给神。
They have fully commit themselves to God.
他们可以说在教会里面有许多的摆上。
And they have given up much of themselves to the church.
他们面对许多的难处不消极。
And they are not being negative as they face many problems.
他们积极地往前去。
And actively they move on forward.
这实在是非常好的。
And this is very good.
这个在神的教会里如果有这许许多多的这个坚固的人强壮的人被兴起来实在是教会的祝福。
It is indeed a blessing for church if the church has many of these kind of strong people.
但是在第十五章里面给我们看见如果只是一个坚固的人好像神还要再让我们有更多的学习。
And but chapter 15 shows us it is not enough just to be strong because we need to learn more.
我们看见说这里面好像如果只是一个坚固的人好像神还不能够把他的旨意完全的托付在他们的身上。
If you are just strong, God can still not fully commit his will upon you.
不仅这些坚固的人可以接纳那些软弱的人。
And not only the strong men ought to bear the weakness of those who, without strength.
你发现这里好像讲的又往前进了一步。
Here we see another step forward.
这里面他说我们坚固的人应该担待不坚固人的软弱。
Here it tells us that strong ought to bear the weakness of those without strength.
不仅仅是接纳而已。
Not just to accept them.
这里面好像神的心意又往前进了一步。
And here God's heart's desire moved on one step further.
因为他实在要得着这样的器皿。
Because he is after such kind of vessel.
就好像他在基督身上一样。
Just like what he found on Christ.
好像在使徒保罗身上一样。
Just like what he had found in Paul.
他在教会里要得着这样贵重的器皿。
He is after such kind of noble vessel.
是可以，他是可以这样信靠，他是可以这样来托付的。
One that he can fully trust and one that he can fully commit himself to.
所以这里面就给我们看见有许多方面的学习。
And here we see many aspects of learning.
我想这个因着时间的缘故我只交通四个方面。
And because of time constraint, I will only share about four areas.
头一方面，刚才我们已经看过。
First, we have already looked at.
就是我们首先必须要学习背负责任。
And that is to first, we need to learn to take up responsibility.
这些软弱的弟兄跟我有什么关系呢？
And what do I have to do with these weaker brothers and sisters?
我已经可以为他们祷告了。
I can already just pray for them.
我已经在基督的爱里面已经接纳他们了。
And the love of Christ, I have already accepted them.
我照着主给我的恩典，我已经在那里摆上，在那里侍奉了。
By the grace of God, I have already give myself to Him, and I have already served Him.
我到了这种地步，难道神还不能够把那个这个建造的责任托付在这样的器皿身上吗？
Can God still not commit to me the task of building up His church?
这里告诉我们说，必须还有更多的学习。
Here we found that we need to learn even more.
坚固的人要担待不坚固人的软弱。
Those who are strong are to bear the weakness of those without strength.
不求自己的喜悦。
And not to ask for their own pleasure.
不必叫邻舍喜悦。
But he needs to please his neighbor.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
这个有一个弟兄他真的是在这个我们一起聚会的时候我觉得他真的是很好的一个弟兄。
I found a brother I once knew. He was a good brother.
只是有一点我实在是不明白。
But there's one thing about him I don't understand.
就有的主日他就不来。
There are some Sundays that he will not show up.
我的后来就是这个找他交通。
And later on, I fellowship with him.
我说你为什么这个有些主日不来？
I asked him why that you will not come on certain Sundays.
他说因为那个主日某某弟兄来讲道。
He says because certain brothers will be preaching at the pulpit that Sunday.
因为某某弟兄讲道我得不着。
And I cannot gain anything from his preaching, so I don't come.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做求自己的喜悦。
Brothers and sisters, this is what it means just to please ourselves.
我们弟兄真的非常好。
Our brother is indeed a good brother.
尽心尽责。
And he will fulfill all his duties.
无论弟兄们托付给他什么样的事情，他都尽心尽责。
No matter what brothers had asked him to do, he would do his task.
但是他不愿意担待人的软弱。
But he's unwilling to bear the weakness of others.
弟兄姊妹，在神的教会里面，如果神的家要被建立的话，
Brother and sister, in order for the house of God to be built up,
何等需要有背负责任的人呢？
How we need to have people who is willing to bear up responsibilities.
弟兄姊妹，我们想想在我们自己的家里面，如果做父母的不背负责任的话，
If we just look at our own home, if a parent does not take up the responsibility of the household,
如果做父母的不能够担待儿女的软弱的话，
If the parent cannot bear the weakness of the,of the children,
弟兄姊妹，这个家怎么被建立起来？
Then how can this house be built up?
我们早晨起来，我们看见儿女都有软弱的。
This, as we get up in the morning, we see that our children are weak.
如果我们不能够担待他们的软弱，
If we're unable to bear their weaknesses,
我们发现我们每一次来主日聚会，我们都会迟到的。
We will discover that we will always be late as we come to Sunday worship.
弟兄姊妹，我们在家里，我们都知道，我们是做父母的。
Brother and sister, we know that we are parents at home.
如果让这个家能够被建立起来，
If you want to build up your house,
至少你要能够背负你儿女的软弱，
At least you need to be able to bear the weakness of your children.
如果你要建立一个合神心意的家的话，
If you want to build up a house after God's own heart,
不仅你要背负儿女的软弱，
Not only you must bear the weakness of your children,
你还必须要背负你配偶的软弱，
You also need to bear the weakness of your spouse.
多少的家不能够被建立起来？
There are so many families that cannot be built up.
好像里面没有像着这个圣经所描述的那样充满了神的爱的那样一种光景。
It seems that the house did not full of the love that is described in the scripture.
多少是不是因为我们不肯背负对方的软弱？
It is because we're unwilling to bear the weakness of one another. I can accept you.
没错，你就是我的太太。
You are my wife.
你永远是我的太太。
You're always my wife.
我绝对不会跟你离开的。
I will not divorce you ever.
但是你身上的许多软弱，我受不了。
But I cannot stand the many weaknesses that you have.
弟兄姊妹，
Brand sisters,
一个家要充满了喜乐。
In order for a house to be filled with joy.
让一个家能够被建立起来。
In order for a house to be built up.
在这个家里必须有人能够背负责任。
There must be one in the house that is willing to bear responsibilities.
我记得有一次带着小朋友去他们说他们要看这个 parade, 看那个游行。
I remember once my children want to watch a parade.
那个时候他们还很小，他们可能才两岁或者几岁，我忘记了。
At that time they were very young, maybe just 2 or 3 years old.
你说像我这种人都是去得很晚的。
And people like me, I always get a go there very late.
当我们去的时候，前面已经人山人海了。
By the time we go to see the parade, there's a wall of people in front of us.
所以呢，你知道，如果我要让我的孩子能看见的话，只有一个办法。
If I want my children to see the parade, there's only one way.
我只能把它扛在我的肩膀上。
I must put them on my shoulder.
弟兄姊妹，我记得这个有个年长弟兄，他们讲到他们从前侍奉的故事。
I remember an elderly brother who talked about a story of their service.
这个他们这个有的同工就到新的地方去开场工作。
And some co-workers will go to a new city to begin church planting.
他说，那么你到那儿去，这个弟兄姊妹软弱的时候你怎么办？
He says, when you go there, what happened? What do you do if the brother and sister there are very weak?
我就把他们都提起来。
He says, well, I will pull them up.
我一个一个把他们提起来。
I will pull one by one.
但是记得这个年长弟兄就是说，不是你把他们一个个提起来。
And the elderly brother told them, it's not that you pull each one up.
乃是把他们一个个的顶起来。
But you must shoulder each one of them up. You must lift them up.
在神的教会里面，何等需要这样能够顶起来的人。
How we need people in the church who are able to shoulder up the weak.
弟兄姊妹，我孩子如果我只是把他提起来的话，
Brand sister, if I only lift up my children,
你就发现说什么时候我这一放松他就软弱下去了。
Whenever I let go, then they will fall.
他没有办法这样的照着那个标准能够被提起来。
And they cannot always be lifted up with hands.
人没有办法借着律法借着要求被提起来。
Men cannot use law or rules to lift up one another.
并不是，当然我不是讲到不重要，不是说借着一两天到人就可以被提起来。
It is not through one or two sermons that you can lift up a brother or sister.
弟兄姊妹，我们要用我们的生命把弟兄姊妹顶起来。
Brand sister, we must use our life to shoulder up our brand sisters.
在神的教会里，多少时候需要有人把他顶起来？
There are so many times in the church that we need people who do such kind of work.
有的时候你看见有时候聚会好像往下走了。
Sometimes you see the meeting is going downhill.
有的时候你知道这个聚会好像一直往下滑坡。
It seems like the meeting is sliding down.
好像仇敌在那里肆意的在那里破坏我们。
And the enemy can do his work among us.
弟兄姊妹，神何等盼望能够有找到一班人，能够把聚会的光景顶起来。
How the Lord desired to find a group of brothers and sisters who's willing to shoulder up the meeting.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情实在不是我们天然人能够做的。
This is something that we cannot do as a natural man.
因为当你要去担负这些责任的时候。
When you want to bear these responsibilities,
你不担负责任，人家都说你好的。
When you do not bear any responsibilities, people praise you.
好弟兄。
They say you're a good brother.
好姊妹。
You're a good sister.
样样事情都认真负责。
And that you are sincere and serious about all the matters.
如果我们肯学习担负人的软弱的时候。
As long as you're willing to learn to bear responsibilities.
这里面就说辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
Here it tells us the reproach of those who reproach you have fell upon me.
你就发现说当我们肯在聚会里面愿意做一个背负的人的时候。
When you're willing to bear up responsibility in the church.
许许多多的言语要落在你身上。
There are many words that will fall upon you.
误会。
Filthy. Filthy words.
误会。
Oh, misunderstanding.
那个许多的这个流言蜚语，许多是是非非。
Many gossips。
弟兄姊妹，我们这些软弱的人，我们怎么顶得起来呢
？Francis is weak as we are. How are we able to bear up these things？
这里面我们看见赐忍耐安慰的神。
Here it shows us the God who gives perseverance and encouragement。
非常的宝贵。
So precious.
他来使我们得到忍耐和安慰。
He came, and so that we may receive perseverance and encouragement.
你要把这个人顶起来的话，你实在是需要忍耐。
If you want to bear up such brother sister, you truly need patience.
如果你顶起他，他很乖还好；如果他在那里还在那里瞎闹的话，那更是麻烦的一件事。
If it is a good brother or sister you're trying to bear up, then it is easier. But if he still wants to do more things, it's very difficult.
你知道有时我得把这小孩子顶起来，他还要做很多事情的。
You know, sometimes when I bear up my children on my shoulder, they still do many things on top of me.
实在需要许多的忍耐，许多的安慰。
I need to have patience with them. I need comfort.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主，这里面主说这个那赐忍耐安慰的神。
Here it tells us the God who gives us, who gives perseverance and encouragement.
他怎样来安慰我们呢
？How does he come to comfort us?
怎样能让我们能够忍耐下去呢
？How does he give us endurance?
他告诉我们说，就借着他宝贵的话语。
Here it says it is through his scriptures.
多少的弟兄姊妹？在他们的侍奉中间告诉我们当他们觉得都已经力不能胜的时候
Many brothers and sisters who serve the Lord tells us by their experience many times when they are unable to endure
主的一句话进来了
A word of God will come to them
让他们能够忍耐下去
It causes them to be able to continue to endure
让他们里面得到安慰
It comforts their heart
如果我们在这里听到如果你记忆稍微好一点的话
If we've been here, listening to the sermons here and you have good memory
我就记得有好几次这个弟兄们在交通的时候就说到神怎样的安慰他们
I remember many times brother has shared how God has comforted them
怎样让他们能够忍耐下去
How God gives them endurance
我记得有一次有弟兄说这个神给他说在神岂有难成的事呢
One brand says there is nothing too difficult in God.
聚会光景已经很难了。
And the gathering condition is already very difficult.
有的时候这个好像误会这个已经比从前增加很多。
It seems like misunderstanding continues to increase.
好像这个聚会就好像这个来到聚会好像摸不到生命了一样。
And it seems as if you come to the assembly, you cannot touch God's life.
好像连进食祷告都好像没有用了。
Even when you fast and pray, it seems useless.
感谢主，那赐忍耐安慰的神。
But praise the Lord, the God who gives perseverance and encouragement.
在神岂有难成的事呢
？Is there anything too difficult to God?
我记得有一次，有个弟兄他跟我交通。
I remember one brother fellowship with me.
他说他实在是觉得他都想到了一个地步，他都想离开聚会了。
He said that he was to a certain point that he wants to leave the gathering.
主给他一句话。
But God gave him a word.
主说教会是我的。
God said, "The church is mine."
他一下就释放了。
And as soon as he heard that, he was released.
他一下就里面得了安慰。
And his heart was comforted.
他一下就能忍耐下去了。
And immediately he was able to have patience.
就是去年这个有弟兄讲到说这个征战是主的。
Last year, a brother shared that the battle belongs to God.
弟兄姊妹，这些话何等的能安慰我们，何等的让我们里面能够忍耐下去。
Friends, sister, how these words comfort our hearts and it causes us to be able to endure.
从前所写的圣经都是为我们写的。
Whatever was written in earlier times was all written for our instruction.
弟兄姊妹，这些所写的圣经带给我们多少的安慰，多少的忍耐。
And these scriptures has brought us so much hope and so much comfort.
而且有的是非常稀奇的，一句话可以让你忍耐几十年。
And one thing is amazing. Sometimes one word from scripture can cause you to have endurance for years.
一篇道还没出门就已经忘记了。
And maybe you will hear a sermon. By the time you leave this door, you have already forgotten about
it. 但是主的一句话进来，能够让我们忍耐几十年。
But as soon as God's word enter into your heart, that word can cause you to endure for many, many years.
有一位年长姊妹，她跟我说，她那个这个在最艰难的时候，主给她一句话。
A sister shared that God has given her a word in her most difficult time.
那个时候她还是比较年轻的时候。
At that time, it was her younger days.
而那个主的话是说，忍耐要成功。
And God's words is endure.
要成功就是，哎呀。
Until it is complete.
哎呀呀呀，就反正成功，这就是，你说这句话进来，她说她这几十年下来，这句话一直在她里面成为她的力量。
And she says, for decades, this word has continued to be her strength.
弟兄姊妹，太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so precious.
因着这样的忍耐和安慰。
And because of such kind of encouragement and
perseverance, 我们就更愿意在教会里面来担负人的软弱。
We will be even more willing to bear up the weaknesses of our brothers and sisters.
我记得有一个，我记得有一次这个一个在一个聚会里面，他们中间出了事情。
And once in an assembly, they have encountered some problems.
那么是这个家长之间差不多都要打起来了。
And it was some problem before some parents. They were almost getting into a fight.
因为孩子之间打起来了。
And because their children fought.
你知道孩子之间打起，常常让父母也打起来了。
You know, when there's trouble with the children, many times the parents will also get in the same kind of trouble.
我觉得这个孩子真的是父母的心头肉啊。
You know, because the children are truly so precious to the parents.
这个孩子就是这个父母的己。
And the children become that self for the parent.
所以有的时候，当孩子们之间打起来的时候，父母就打起来了。
And so when there's trouble and difficulties among the children, the parents encounter the same kind of thing.
那么聚会里就带进了许多的死亡。
And it brought much death to the assembly.
那个事情好像一直不能够得到解决。
And this incident cannot be resolved.
因为这件事情是在主日学里发生的。
And because it took place in the Sunday school.
我记得那个聚会里，当时其实在那个他们的这个带领的弟兄姊妹，他们那个时候正好不在聚会里面。
And the responsible brother just happened not to be there in that particular time.
那当他们回来的时候。
And so when he returned.
他们就给我交通。
He fell fellowship with me.
他说那个时候他们里面一个感觉。
At that time, they had this feeling in their hearts.
这个责任是他们的。
This is their responsibility.
弟兄姊妹，哪里有背负，哪里就有建立。
Brothers and sisters, whenever someone owns up to bear up responsibilities, there will be restoration.
弟兄姊妹，神是赐忍耐安慰的神。
God is the God who gives perseverance and encouragement.
你愿意经历这位赐忍耐安慰的神吗？
Do you want to experience this God of encouragement and perseverance?
你愿意每次打开圣经的时候，圣经的话好像活水一样，好像那个活的话一样进到你里面吗？
Whenever you open up the Word of God, do you want to see the Word of God as a living water that gushes into you within you?
因为我们学习在神的家中，在基督的身体里面学习背负软弱人的软弱。
Brother and sister, we need to bear the weakness of those who are without strength in the house of God.
有的时候，神不仅借着他的话语这样来安慰我们。
Many times, God not only uses words to comfort us.
这里面他说，等到借着摆在前面的喜乐也这样的来安慰我们。
He says that by the joy that is before us, He also comforts us.
他说这样的一位神，他叫你们可以彼此同心，效法基督耶稣。一心一口荣耀神。
And with such a God that you may That the God will give you the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus.
基督在地上的时候，主圣经上说他因着摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看那个苦难，忍受了轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
And because the joy that is before him, he has looked lightly upon the cross that is ahead of him.
我实在感谢主。
I truly thank the Lord.
有的时候，我们虽然对于摆在前面的喜乐，我们还看得不是那么清楚。
Many times, even though we cannot see clearly of the joy that is ahead of us.
但有的时候，神在我们的侍奉中常常带给我们出人意外的安慰。
But God can often give us the peace that is beyond comprehending.
我记得有一段时间，这个我们在一起祷告的弟兄姊妹，我们都很泄气。
And for a period of time, the brothers and sisters who gathered to pray, they were discouraged.
那么聚了一段时间，那么有弟兄就问我说，你还有没有什么好的消息？
After we gathered for a while, the brothers asked me a question. Do you have any good news?
因为每一次在我们这个祷告之前，我们当然都要交通一些祷告的负担。
And because before we pray, we always share some burdens for prayers.
那个时候我实在是有点灰心一冷。
And that time, I was discouraged myself.
所以交通出来的每一个都好像重担一样。
So everything I fellowship is as if a burden.
已经过了很长的一段时间了。
And after a long period of time,
我记得那个弟兄，我记得非常清楚，那个弟兄就说，说兄弟啊，你能不能在祷告聚会里讲一点这个让我们开心的事情。
And so I remember the brother says, Brother, can you tell us something that will enlighten our hearts during a prayer meeting?
不要在祷告聚会每次都好像很沉很沉的一样。
And don't always give us such heavy burden.
我说我要是有的我一定讲啊。
I said, if I do have any, I will tell you already.
我那个时候真的是觉得好像整个这个都好像撑不住了一样。
Because at that time, it seems as if I cannot even bear it myself.
我想我说根本不想再顶下去了。
I don't want to bear it anymore.
甚至我记得那次福音聚会的时候。
Even to the time of a gospel meeting.
我们虽然大家一起祷告了。
Even though we have already prayed together.
但等到我们最后要这个收网的时候。
But when we finally need to bring in the net.
弟兄们就说，哎，你就别胡招了。
And the brother says, oh, don't make any altar call.
不会有人得救的。
No one will be saved.
这我们这个福音聚会祷这个都祷告了都没有呼召的。
You know, we have these gospel meetings without any kind of altar calls.
就是那个福音聚会。
But that particular gospel meeting,
有一个姊妹得救。
One sister was saved.
她刚刚到我们中间。
She just came to our midst.
她是这个礼拜四下的飞机，礼拜五就来了。
And she just arrived from the airport on Thursday, and Friday she came.
不仅得救,
not only she was saved,
而且非常的追求,
and she really pursued after the Lord.
让我们这个里面真是一下子好像从主那里得到了很大的安慰。
And all of a sudden we have received this huge comfort from the Lord.
虽然好像我们看见到处都好像是软弱的,
even though everywhere else it seems weak.
看见这个姊妹在主面前所蒙的恩典。
But as we view the grace that this sister had received from the Lord,
每次我们看见她能够站在站立得住,
each time we see that she's able to stand firm before the Lord,
我们就活了,
then we become alive.
所以从前我读保罗的书信，我不懂他讲什么。
Formerly, I did not understand Paul's writing.
保罗说，如果你们在大患难中站得住，我们就活了。
Paul says, if you are able to stand in the midst of great affliction, then we are alive.
感谢主，神就借着这一个姊妹，让我们活过来了。
Thank the Lord that He has used this sister to cause us to come alive.
真的是神太做工太奇妙了。
And God's word is indeed wonderful.
当我们活过来的时候，
as we are made alive,
主就把她又带走了。
And God has led this sister away.
她在我们中间可能还不到一年的光景。
She was with us less than a year's time.
但是把我们都带活了。
But she has brought each one of us to be alive.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神太宝贵了。
Brother and sister, our Lord is so precious.
他是赐人的安慰的神。
He is the God who gives perseverance and encouragement.
弟兄姊妹，无论你有多少的委屈，
no matter how disappointed you are,
无论你觉得有多少的艰难，
no matter what a difficult situation you are in,
我们的神是赐人的安慰的神。
Our God is the God who gives perseverance and encouragement. He knows how to comfort you. He knows how to make, allow you to continue to endure.
弟兄姊妹，这是头一方面我们需要学习的。
This is the first area we need to learn.
我们需要学习不仅接纳软弱的弟兄。
We need to learn not only to accept those who are weak.
我们还要背负软弱弟兄的软弱。
But we will need to learn to bear the weakness of those who are without strength.
你发现神的家会被建立。
Then you will discover the house of God will be built up.
主可以在我们中间做建立的工作。
God can continue to do the work of building among us.
后面他告诉我们。
And then he tells us.
他告诉我们，让我们要学习，这个。对于身体的认识有一个被扩大的认识。
It tells us that we need to learn, to expand the knowledge of the body.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道，我们在地上的时候，神只把我们摆在一个小小的聚集里面。
We know that as we live on this earth, God only places in a small gathering.
主只能够这个我们人是很有限的。
And because we are very limited as men.
所以我们如果我们顺服主的话，你发现主就把我们摆在一个地方。
If we're obedient to God, God will place us in a particular place.
可能主今天就把我们带在这个聚会里面。
Maybe today God has brought you into this location.
但是弟兄姊妹，神所要建立的不是这一个小小的聚集而已。
But what God wants to build up is not just this small gathering.
神所要建立的乃是荣耀的基督的身体。
God is after building up the glorious body of Christ.
你发现在这个第七节后面这一段，第七节到第十三节这一段。
And from verse 7 to verse 13.
这里面说到基督为神真理做了受割礼人的执事。在第八节开始，第八节。
It says that Christ has become a minister to the circumcision on behalf of the truth of God.
你看我们的主在地上的时候啊，他就被限制在那个小小的以色列地。
And when our Lord Jesus was on this earth, he was limited in this land of Israel.
他在那服侍这些受割礼的人。
And there he served among those who are circumcised.
但是我们的主他的目的却不是要让以色列国现在就复兴起来。
Yet his purpose is not to restore the nation of Israel at that time.
看门徒们就是到了主耶稣要被接升天的时候还是问这个问题。
And the disciple continued to ask this question even when Jesus was about to be taken up in heaven.
你复兴以色列的时候是不是就这个时候了？
Is this the time that you will restore the nation of Israel?
你看看你所有的工作都是在我们中间做的。
Look, you have done all your work among us.
你看见这里面，我们看见说，不仅基督为真理的缘故做了受割礼人的执事。
Here we see that Christ has not only become a minister to the circumcision on behalf of the truth of God.
所应许列祖的话。
But it is to be in accordance to the words of the forefathers.
应许以色列的话都得以实现。
What God has promised to the Israelites will all be fulfilled.
第九节。
And verse 9.
并叫外邦人。
And,
并叫外邦人因他的怜悯。
And for the Gentiles to glorify God for his mercy.
我们的主在地上他侍奉的时候。
When our Lord Jesus served God on this earth.
他所要为神得着的不仅仅是一个小小的以色列地而已。
Not only he will gain the small land of Israel for God.
虽然他在地上好像在地域上他的服事好像只限制在那一块区域里面。
Even though by locality he is limited in that piece of land.
但是神的旨意却是叫万国都来称赞他。
But God's desire is for all the nation to come to praise him.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是被限制在一个小小的聚集里。
Brothers and sisters, today we are limited in one small area.
如果我们要成为神建造基督身体的一个器皿，
If we want to become a vessel to use by God to build his body.
虽然我们只是在这个小小的聚集里在那里侍奉，
Even though we only serve in this small location.
但我们必须对基督的身体有一个扩大，一直被扩大的一个看见。
And yet our vision needs to be continued to be expanded by God.
弟兄姊妹, 基督的身体太大了。
Brother and sister, his body is so great.
实在说来, 就着我们自己想象来, 你没有办法想象这个多么伟大的身体。
Even by your greatest imagination, you cannot understand how great his body is.
你发现圣灵借着使徒保罗记载了旧约里面许多的话。
And the Holy Spirit had used Paul to record many scriptures
in here.
Do you think that these words are redundant?
这些话不是随随便便是被从圣经里面这么随便抄出来的。
He did not just quote them carelessly from the scripture. But it is through the special revelation from the Holy Spirit. He has mentioned four scriptures.
第一处的圣经是出自这个历史书, 是在这个撒母耳记。
And the first area, first scripture is quoted from the history books from 2 Samuel.
第二处是出自摩西五经申命记。
And the second scripture is came from the five books of Moses from Deuteronomy.
第三处是出自诗篇。
And the third came from Psalm.
最后一处以赛亚书，我们都知道这是先知书。
And the fourth quote came from the book of prophets from Isaiah.
这是不是就是整本旧约呢？
Isn't this included all the Old Testament?
这个星期五查经就分了很多组的。
I heard that you have divided into many groups on Friday night.
我看这四组它都还差不多都有哎。
I think that it included all the four groups that you have.
这里面就跟我们看见说，在当时对于使徒保罗来讲，整本旧约就是整本圣经。
And to Paul, this is the entire Bible.
就是神所有的心意都在这里边。
And God's heart's desire is included in the entire Old Testament.
这是神所盼望得着的。
This is what God is after.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们盼望神所盼望的？
Whenever we have hope in what God hopes.
他是赐人盼望的神。
Because He is the God who gives us hope.
他使人有盼望。
He gave us hope.
让我们盼望什么呢？
And so what do we hope for?
不是盼望以色列现在就复兴起来。
It is not to hope that Israel will be restored.
不是盼望只是我们小小的聚会能够聚得很好。
It is not a hope that our gathering will be the model assembly.
弟兄姊妹，神所盼望的乃是那个基督荣耀的身体。
What God's desire and hope is for the glorious body of Christ. And to give glory to God.
神的荣耀有多大呢？
And how great is the glory of God?
有哪样一个小小的器皿能够盛装这样的荣耀呢？
How can a small vessel contain all His glory?
是的，弟兄姊妹，我们的服事是在小事上忠心的。
Yes, brother and sister, we need to be faithful in the small things.
我们需要被限制在一个小小的聚集里，我们来学习侍奉。
We need to be restrained in a small area to learn to serve God.
让我们的灵里面要被神的这个盼望所充满。
And yet our spirit needs to be filled with God's hope.
我们盼望神所盼望的。
We need to hope for what He hopes for.
圣经告诉我们谁还盼望所见的呢？
The Bible tells us who will hope for things that can be seen with eyes.
弟兄姊妹，地上你看见的所有的聚集，那都是你看得见的。
Brothers and sisters, all the assembly and gathering on this earth are things that you can see with your eyes.
既然我们是盼望的看不见的。
Since we hope for the things that we cannot see with our eyes,
我们就忍耐，我们就等候。
Then we will endure and wait.
你发现，当我们这样盼望神所盼望的时候，
As we hope for the things that God hopes for,
圣灵就因着我们的信，就把诸般的喜乐和平安充满在我们的心里。
And the Holy Spirit will fill our hearts with all joy, the fullness of joy.
很多的时候，我们享受不到诸般的喜乐和平安。
And many times we're unable to enjoy the fullness of joy.
因为我们所盼望的不是神所盼望的。
And because what we hope for is not what God hoped for.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们所盼望的是神所盼望的，
But sister, if you hope for what God hopes for,
圣灵借着他的能力在这里让我们大有盼望。
Then by the power of the Holy Spirit that you will abound in hope.
虽然在我们的眼中我们的工作如同无有一样。
Even though in your own eyes your work is it seems as worthless.
我们的工作算得什么？
And how much is our work?
我们能做什么呢？
What can we do for God?
弟兄姊妹，我们能做什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, what can we do?
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
我们盼望神所盼望。
We hope for God for what God hopes for.
求神把那赐人智慧启示的灵赐给我们。
We ask God to give us the spirit of revelation and wisdom.
让我们看见他所要得着的那个荣耀的身体是何等的荣耀。
And so that we may see the glorious body that He is after.
弟兄姊妹，我们都来盼望神所盼望的。
But sister, let us hope for God's hopes.
所以，如果我们是这样的，我们的心胸被主这样的来扩大。
If our heart can be expanded by God in such a way,
我们一直都被他在扩大。
If we continue to be expanded by God,
不受我们自己的限制。
That we will not be limited by our own self.
我们不把神的身体好像给缩小了。
That we will not reduce the body of Christ.
好像只有跟我们一样的才是身体。
It is as if those who are similar to us, then they are the body of Christ.
好像这个神的身体就被限制在我们的观念里面了。
And we limit our, the body of Christ within our own concept.
就你发现圣灵怎么能把那个诸般的喜乐平安充满在我们里面呢？
If that's the way, then the Holy Spirit cannot fill us with all joy and peace.
因为感谢赞美主，我们的主他是世人有盼望的神。
Brother and sister, we thank God because He is the God of hope.
他让我们来盼望他所盼望的。
He allows us to hope for what he is hoping for.
借着圣灵就把诸般的喜乐平安充满在我们的心里。
And through the power of the Holy Spirit, that he will abound in us the joy and peace.
靠着圣灵能力大有盼望。
And that by that we will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
那么后面从十四节，我这个分我不大好分了，反正从后面十四节后面就开始讲另外一件事了。
And from verse 14 on, it begins to talk about another learning.
这个我大概其可以先把它暂时分到这个二十九节。
And it, first we will look at verse 14 to 29.
这一大段。
And this is a huge portion.
如果我们盼望神让我们能够学习成为一个在身体里可以建造基督身体的一个器皿。
If we want to be a vessel that can build up the house of God,
我们需要活在恩典的里面。
We need to live in grace.
这一大段，你看，从开始到后面，一直讲到神的恩典。
And so this large portion of scripture from the beginning to the end talks about the grace of God.
因着神的恩典。
By the grace of God.
后面讲到说，我去的时候必带着基督丰盛的恩典而去。
And when I go, I will bring the abundant grace of God.
当然在英文的翻译就是 blessing, 那实在说来也是主的恩典。
I will bring the blessings of God, which is the same as grace.
所以这里面就看见说这一大段让我们看见我们需要学习活在恩典的里面。
And here it shows us that we need to learn to live in His grace.
弟兄姊妹，恩典对我们太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, grace is so important to us.
什么时候我们离开了主的恩典，什么时候我们就失败。
Whenever we depart from the grace of God,That's when we will fail.
无论我们多么的强壮,
no matter how strong we are,
无论我们多么的坚固,
no matter how powerful we are,
你无论你觉得你多么的这个能够为主站得住，能够顶得住,
no matter how steadfast you are for the Lord,
什么时候离开主的恩典，什么时候我们就软弱下去。
Whenever you depart from the grace of God, that's when you become weak.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要一直的活在主的恩典的里面。
Brother and sister, we need to continue to live in the grace of God.
一个活在主恩典里的他们有怎样的表现呢？
And what are the signs of people who live in the grace of God?
这里面大概提给我们三方面的这个说明。
And here it gave us three areas of description.
一个活在恩典里的人，他头一方的表现就是他单靠基督。
A person who lives in the grace of God is one who trusts in God only.
只单单依靠主。
He only rely upon God.
只以主耶稣基督夸口。
He only boast in Christ.
他这里说，在主以外，我没有一样敢提的。
He says, aside from Christ, there's nothing I dare to mention.
我连提都不提。
I won't even mention.
没有任何可以值得夸口的地方。
There's nothing I can boast of.
我所能够夸口的。
Whatever I boast.
都是主的恩典。
It is all the grace of God.
我只在基督里夸口。
I only boast in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个依靠主恩典的人。
Brother and sister, this is a man who depends on the grace of God.
知道主的恩典多么的宝贵。
He knows how precious, he knows the preciousness of the grace of God.
像我这样一个人中的罪魁。
And without the grace of God, a man who is a sinner of all,
我怎么能够得救?
How can I be saved?
若不是主的恩典。
If not the grace of God,
我今天怎么能够站在这里侍奉神?
How can I stand here to minister upon the Lord?
使徒保罗他知道一切都是主的恩典。
Paul knows that everything is dependent upon God's grace. And his grace is so rich and abundant. If he boasts, he will boast about this grace. A person who lives in grace will not boast about himself. He will not exalt himself. He will not show off himself.
弟兄姊妹, 一个活在恩典里的人,
But a man who lives in grace, he will simply boast in Christ only. He will only depend upon him.
不仅如此,
not only this,
他后面告诉我们,
he says, I only preach Christ.
不仅单靠基督,
Not just trust Christ only. He preached Christ only. Because only Jesus Christ can save us.
除他以外,
Aside from him, there is no other salvation.
因为在天下人间,
Because there is no other name in heaven or earth that by which we can be saved.
使徒保罗不传什么神学,
Paul will not preach on any theology. He will not preach humanism. He will not preach psychology. He will not preach about science. He only preached Christ and Him who crucified. Only by the grace of God that we can be saved. A man's heart can only be strengthened by grace.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天得坚固靠什么呢？
Brother and sister, by what you are strengthened today?
是不是靠着神量给我们的一点点的好的环境呢？
Are you strengthened because God has measured some good, prosperous time for you?
是不是因着有弟兄姊妹在那一直的鼓励我们呢？
Are you strengthened because brother and sister continues to encourage you?
弟兄姊妹，我们得坚固到底靠什么？
Brother and sister, by what you are strengthened?
弟兄姊妹，这里面使徒保罗给我们看见，他不仅单靠基督。
Here Paul shows us not only he only rely upon Christ, he only preach Christ. He only represent Christ.
他不表现他自己,
he will not represent himself. The life of Christ will be lived out through him.
不是他保罗有什么样的秘, 这个什么样的好处,
it is not because Paul was good himself.
那是主的恩典,
it is by the grace of God.
主的恩典让他只表现基督,
by the grace of God, he can represent himself, he can express Christ.
你发现这里面看见使徒保罗, 他跟这个罗马的弟兄们怎么说呢?
And here he tells the saints in Rome.
他说我稍微放胆写信, 就是要提醒你们的记性。
He says, I have written very boldly to you on some points, so as to remind you again.
这个英文更好, 就在某些点上提醒你们就是了。
I remind you in some points.
有这么提醒人的吗?
And do you remind people in such way?
你看看罗马书, 你这是被提醒吗?
If you read the entire book of Romans, are you just being reminded on some points? It is a great light that has shined upon you. By the grace of God that was given to me, I have brought this huge light to shine upon you. But Paul says, I remind you on some points.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这个人他是活在基督恩典里的一个人。
Friend, sister, you know he's a man who lives in the grace of God.
在基督这个作为以外，他没有什么觉着可以夸口的。
And besides Christ, there's nothing he feels that he can boast about.
这些的宝贵的圣经岂不是圣灵所启示的吗?
And these precious words from the scripture, aren't they not the revelation of the Holy Spirit?
岂不是神的灵抓住了人要说出神的话吗?
Isn't it the Holy Spirit had grasped men so that he has to speak the word of God?
我保罗能做的不就是能够提醒大家的记性吗?
What Paul can do is just simply remind you on some points.
弟兄姊妹, 有的时候我们觉得我们在那里发表的时候, 我们觉得要把这个大光整个照下去。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes as we share, we felt that we need to shine a great light to everyone.
你们这些在黑暗里的人呢, 看看大光吧。
And you who sits in the darkness and look up to this great light.
我们连说实在的, 我们根本就是, 真的说就是读读圣经, 我们都觉得自己了不起了。
Many times we felt that we are somebody just by reading the scriptures. We found that we have found some words from the we look up some on internet on some of the scriptures, we felt that we can teach others about them.
弟兄姊妹，活在主的恩典里。
Brother, sister, live in the grace of God.
这样的器皿是神可以托付的。
Such kind of vessel is one that God can entrust himself to.
因为一个活在主恩典里的人，他单单的来依靠基督。
Because a man who lives in grace, he simply trusts in God only.
他只传基督。
He only preached Christ.
他只表现基督。
And he only expressed Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这样的器皿是神可以托付的。
And such kind of vessel is one that God can entrust himself to.
那么最后
，Lastly，
其实应该是从差不多，应该是从，也这很难分了，应该是二十二节，这就有点重复了哈，二十二节到最后。
There's some overlapping, but from verse 22 till the end.
这里面我们读的时候，我们看得很清楚，讲到一个要被神使用的器皿，必须学习在身体里的配搭。
And here we see it very clearly that if you want to be a vessel used by God, you need to learn to live and work in the body.
我们学习受身体的限制。
We need to learn the restraint of the body.
弟兄姊妹，身体上的任何一个肢体。
Sister, all the members in the body,
无论它多么坚固,
no matter how strong the member is,
无论神怎样的使用它,
no matter how much God used this member,
无论这个头让它做多少这个奇妙的事,
no matter what the head has commanded members to do, amazing things,
它必须受身体的限制。
It is this member is still lives in the restraint of the body.
这个手太能干了。
This hand is very capable.
问题是我要够到我们弟兄就够不到了。
And yet, if I want to reach up to my brother, I cannot.
无论他多么能干。
No matter how capable this hand is,
他必须受身体的限制。
The hand is still lives in the restraint of the body, the limit of the body.
我不管你了，我就去跟我弟兄握手去了。
And the hand cannot say, I just want to reach out and shake the hands of my brother.
弟兄姊妹，基督的身体常常受到许多的亏损的原因，是因为在我们这些人的里面，我们不愿意受限制。
And the body of Christ often suffer loss is because we're unwilling to live in the limit of this body.
弟兄姊妹，你看看这个保罗他的工作真的真的是蒙神祝福啊。
Francis, as you view the work of Paul, he is so blessed by God.
他就是用了那么短短的几十年时间，从这个福音让他从这个耶路撒冷一直传到以利里谷。
In this short period of time, he has taken the gospel from Jerusalem to Illyricum.
这个以利里谷大概其就在今天的南斯拉夫的附近，就在那一带。
It is an area of Yugoslavia today.
那个时候没有飞机，也没有什么车子，那是走去的。
At that time, all the gospel was taken on by foot.
多少的艰难呢？这个多少人的反对，多少的石头要砸他呀
！And he has suffered so much persecution. So many people want to stone him.
经过多少的危险
？And he has endured so much danger.
但是你发现，神就使用这个器皿，让他的这个福音一下子就传到以利里谷去了。
But you see, God had used this particular vessel to take the gospel all the way to Illyricum.
但是使徒保罗告诉我们，他很受限制的。
But Paul said that he is under the limit within the body.
他知道神特别给他撒种的恩赐。
He knows that God has given him the gift of spreading the seed.
他在哥林多前书告诉我们说，他撒种了，亚波罗浇灌了。
And he will plant, and Apollo will water.
他好像就觉得说神特别让他在撒种这件事上特别用他。
And he knows that God used him in particular in a matter of planting.
所以当有撒过种的地方，他就不撒了嘛。
And so if there are areas that has already been planted, he will not go back again.
你知道今天我们就觉得说我们完全可以给你说使徒保罗恩赐太大了，我就让他浇灌去，绝对没问题的。
I'm sure that Paul is so gifted. If you want him to water, he will also be able to do so.
我看这个使徒保罗，如果照着我的眼光，让他去浇灌，可能比亚波罗浇灌好一点。
I'm pretty sure that if Paul waters the church, then he will do a much better job than Apollos.
所以他说他屡次受了拦阻，他就不能够去这个罗马的聚会。
And he said that he often been hindered, so he cannot go to Rome.
哦，这一个人他是活在身体里的一个人。
This is a man who lives in the body.
弟兄姊妹， 他受身体的限制。
He is willing to submit to the restraint of the body.
而且我们知道，使徒保罗让他一生中，我想我对我我我们读的时候，我个人觉得他里面很难很难的一件事。
And I, as I read about Paul's life, I think the most difficult thing for him
就是他成为外邦信徒和犹太信徒的中间的一个连接。
It is that he became the bridge between the Gentile believers and the Jews.
这是神特别给他的这个恩赐。
God has given him this special gift.
你发现其他的使徒，神都没有这样的来使用他们。
And God did not use the other apostle in such a way.
你发现使徒保罗被差遣到外邦去传扬神的福音。
Apostle Paul was sent to the Gentiles to preach the gospel.
让外邦人这个因着圣灵成圣，能够像这个祭物一样归给神。
And so the Gentiles can be sanctified and be offered to God as an offering, as a sacrifice.
但他侍奉中的念念不忘一件事情。
But in his service, he continues to remember one thing.
有的时候我读使徒行传，我觉得使徒保罗你就从以利里谷直接就去罗马就好了。
And many times, to me, I think Paul should just go from Illyricum to Rome.
你从以利里谷到罗马其实很容易就去了。
It is a much easier route to go this way.
你看他的路线，他就跑回去了，他跑回耶路撒冷去了。
But if you look at his missionary trip, he went back to Jerusalem.
他是好像身体里面交通的那个结，那个筋结一样。那个就是这个联络，就是这个 tender， 就是这个。
He is like the tendon within this body.
所以你发现
that connected all members.
其实使徒保罗他这一次他是第三次，他这个时候要去的，就这是他这个差不多是第三次巡游布道的这个要回耶路撒冷去了。
And this is in his third missionary trip that he wants to return back to Jerusalem.
这一次回去真的是凶多吉少。
And this time he will encounter more danger than good.
他知道在这耶路撒冷的聚会其实已经被这个犹太教差不多这个影响很厉害了。
And he knows that the church in Jerusalem has already been deeply affected by Judaism.
这个你知道后来他去的时候就连这个雅各连那个长老们都给他施加压力的。
And when he returned, even James have given him pressure.
压力到了一个地步，让他几乎用自己的行为承认在外邦中所讲的都是虚的。
And they gave him pressure so deeply that he almost had to confess all the work that he has done among the Gentiles were false.
使徒保罗什么时候讲过虚的话？
When will Apostle Paul speak any of falsehood?
他说无论神的应许有多少，在基督里都是是的，哪有什么是而又非的事情。
He says, in Christ, everything is yes. There is nothing yes and no.
让使徒保罗承认说，他好像在外邦所传的是虚的。
And if they want him to confess to the Christians in Jerusalem that what he preached in the Gentiles are false.
哦，使徒保罗灵里面知道那个压力有多大。
And so he knew in his spirit what great pressure he will face in Jerusalem.
他受身体的限制。
But he is still under the restraint of the body.
他回去把这个爱的交通带到耶路撒冷。
He returned to Jerusalem to bring back the fellowship of love.
他把外邦圣徒向着神的这些的这个奉献，那么就这个来帮补在耶路撒冷的穷人。
And he brought the fruit from the Gentiles to the saints in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
一个活在身体里的一个器皿，
a vessel that lives in the body,
不是要成就自己所要做的工作，
is not out there to accomplish its work.
是神托付给他很重要的工作。
Yes, God has committed to him very important job.
但是你发现使徒保罗怎么会这么远又跑回到耶路撒冷？
But why would Paul go such a distance and return to Jerusalem?
弟兄姊妹，在身体里的侍奉，我们要学习受限制。
But sisters, as we serve in this body, we need to learn to live in the limit within the body.
不是我们得荣耀。
It is because now we will gain the glory.
不是我们的工作被建立起来。
It is not that my work will be built up.
乃是基督的身体被建立起来。
But the body of Christ must be built up.
神今天要得着的器皿是建立基督身体的器皿。
Our God is after gaining the vessel of the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，在身体里的侍奉是非常美的。
Brothers and sisters, as we serve in the body, it is a beautiful service.
而且使徒保罗这里特别告诉我们的第二十八节。
In verse 28,
他说等我办完了这事，把这善果向他们交付明白，我就要路过你们那里往西班牙去。
Therefore, when I have finished this and have put my seal on this fruit of theirs, I will go on by way of you to Spain.
我觉得有的时候这个像我如果要像保罗这么侍奉的话，我觉得当我交付这些明白以后都成就这些善果的话，我就先到好阿姨去稍微休息一下。
If I was Paul, after I have done such hard work, I will first go to Hawaii to relax and then to the next work.
至少稍微歇一下。
At least just to refresh myself a little bit.
你看看这个使徒保罗，他说我就要路过你们那里往西班牙，他就不停的。
And but here Paul says, I will go on by way of you to Spain. He did not even stop to rest.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在身体里面有哪一个活在身体里的肢体是可以停下来的？
Friend, sister, you will discover that not a member in the body will stop.
受身体的限制。
It is under the limit of this body.
我们没有我们自己的所谓的 vacation 或者我们自己的这些的时间。
We don't have our own so-called vacation or our own time.
因为你发现就算是我们在休息的时候，那个心脏他说，那你们都休息，我也休息一下好了。
Even when you rest, if the heart says, well, you're all resting, then I will rest too.
它可不能停啊。
The heart cannot rest.
它要停了，我们就完了。
If the heart stops, then we will be doomed.
弟兄姊妹，在身体里的侍奉，你发现是非常奇妙的。
Brother and sister, it is amazing as we serve in the body.
侍奉是身体的生命。
Service is the life to this body.
不要觉得说我们这个礼拜，我们觉得说我们这个就礼拜天就不来就算了。
Do not feel that you don't need to come this Sunday.
有的年长的弟兄姊妹跟我说，他们听到有人这个订机票是礼拜天早晨订机票，他们就觉得很难过。
And some other brother sister tells us when they hear people reserve an airplane ticket on Sunday morning, they feel saddened in their heart.
弟兄姊妹，在身体里面哪一个可以停下来？
Who can rest or stop within the body?
弟兄姊妹，我们受身体见证的限制。
Friend, sister, we are under the limit of the testimony of this body.
不仅受限制。
Not only we're limited.
使徒保罗觉得他太需要身体的扶持。
And he also felt that he needs the support from this body.
需要罗马的圣徒为他祷告。
He needs the saints from Rome to pray for him.
需要在罗马的圣徒为他送行。
He needs the saints of the in Rome to send him off.
使徒保罗还需要人家送行吗？
Well, why would Paul need such a thing?
使徒保罗那这个各地的教会都供应他的。
And all the churches in everywhere will support Paul.
使徒保罗他这各地这个尽心竭力在那里建立神的教会。
And because he has strived to build up all the churches in every location.
在这个爱心上常常扶持主的工人在往前去。
And the children of God often supported him throughout with that love.
使徒保罗从来没去过罗马的。
Paul has never been to Rome.
但是他告诉他们说，我需要你们送行。
But Paul says, I need you to send me off.
这是一个活在身体里的一个器皿。
This is a vessel that lives in the body.
最后他进入身体的安息的里面。
And lastly, he entered into the rest provided in this body.
弟兄姊妹，这里说到身体的安息，不是在那里躺着睡觉。
Brother and sister, here the rest in the body is not just to lay down to sleep.
他说你们要极力为我祷告。
He says you need to strive together with me in your prayers.
那是一个征战中的安息。
And this is a rest that come out of the battles.
不能够让这个犹太教的影响进到教会的里面。
You cannot allow the influence of Judaism to come into your midst.
不能让这个世界进到教会的里面。
You cannot allow the world to enter into your midst.
弟兄姊妹，这场征战是一直要下去的。
Brother and sister, we need to carry on this battle.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界要一直要把他自把这个世界的东西带进教会的里面。
The world continues to make its way into our midst.
主说你们在世上有苦难。
The Lord says you will and have afflictions on this earth.
其实，在世界里，如果世界进到教会里，教会就苦难。如果世界进到教会里，教会就有苦难。
If the world enters into the church, then the church will suffer loss.
弟兄姊妹，这场征战我们要极力的祷告。
Brother Brother and sister, for this battle, we need to strive in prayers. You look at this body, we cannot just allow anything to penetrate into our body. If a little bullet enter into this body, you say the bullet is so small, just come on in. Then you will find out the entire body is paralyzed.
弟兄姊妹, 什么时候我们在那里征战, 身体就安息。
Brother and sister, whenever we are in this battle, then the body can rest. And this is the rest resulting from battle. And this rest is also a result of obedience. He says, I will obey to God's will and go to your midst.
使徒保罗,
it is very difficult for Paul to be obedient.
我们没时间了，其实际上你知道，使徒保罗如果他要去罗马，他可以早就可以去了。
If Paul wants to go to Rome, he could have gone for a long time ago.
他就拿一点弟兄姊妹的奉献给那个菲利斯，他两年前他就可以去罗马了。
He just need to give some of the contribution from the saints to Phyllis, and then he can go himself.
两年前就可以把福音传得更远的地方了。And
he could have gone to Rome 2 years earlier.
使徒保罗他顺服神的旨意。
But Paul was obedient to God's will.
他不用人的方法。
He would not use man's method.
弟兄姊妹, 神的旨意, 神的方法才能够成就。
And God's will can only be accomplished through God's method.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要顺服神。
We need to be obedient to Him.
什么时候我们顺服, 我们里面就安息。
Whenever we are obedient to Him, then we will have rest in our heart.
最后是神同在的安息。
Lastly, it is the rest of God's presence.
平安的神常和你们众人同在。
And the God of peace be with you all.
这一位神是平安的神。
This is the God of peace.
什么叫平安的神?
What is the God of peace?
就是他已经得胜了。
That means He is already victorious.
我记得前一段时间我儿子整天催我说，他说这个好不好，Daddy，我就看一场球赛就可以。
And a while ago, my son continued to ask me, Daddy, just let me to watch one ball game.
就一场。
Just one.
我说一场球赛三个半小时，你要花多少时间？
I said, one ball game will take you 3.5 hours.
他说，那我就看一个钟头。
He says, I'll just watch 1 hour.
我说那好，你就开始看半个小时，最后结束看半个小时。
I said, you will watch the first 30 minutes and you will watch the last 30 minutes.
中间两个半小时你要做你该做的事情。
And 2.5 hours in between, go do what you need to do.
那么他去看的时候，他就说， Daddy, 你选一个队。
And when he watched the game, he says, Daddy, you pick a team.
他说我已经选好了。
I already picked my team.
我选的队一定得胜。
And the team I pick will win.
我说怎么可能呢? 你这个队你怎么知道他就会得胜呢? 我就选了一个比较强的队。
And so I said, how is it possible? You don't even know about the teams. And so I picked a stronger team.
那么等到最后的时候他就叫啊, Daddy, Daddy, 赶紧下来。
And so for the last 30 minutes of the game, he says, Daddy, calm down.
不是last三分钟，最后两三分钟的时候。
Oh, the last 2-3 minutes.
那么我下来一看，我的队赢了。
He says, look, my team is winning.
哎呀，我的队真的是赢了。
And my team is truly winning.
可是我发现我儿子好高兴啊。
And I found that he was so joyful.
他说我一定赢的。
He says, I will win.
我就看到很奇怪，我这儿子今天怎么了？
And I was very amazed by his
win. 他怎么这么大的信心呢？
Why does he have such great faith?
明明我的队赢了，还有两分钟了就。
Oh, my team was winning, but why is he joyful? There were still 2 minutes left.
最后4秒钟的时候。
In the last 4 seconds.
他的队比我多一分。
And his team won by 1 point.
我说你小子到底怎么回事？
I said, what happened to you?
你怎么会知道他的赢？
How do you know that that team will win?
他说, Daddy, 我告诉你, 这场比赛是重播的。
He said, Daddy, this is a repeat game.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的神已经得胜了。
Brother and sister, our God has already won the battle.
弟兄姊妹, 这场战争主已经得胜了。
Our God has already won the battle.
我们常常看见说, 好像这个敌人得胜了。
Many times we see that our adversary is winning.
好像是我们真的输得一塌糊涂了。
It seems like we are on the losing side.
我们完全失败了。
We are completely lost.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要看见我们的神是平安的神。
But brother and sister, we need to see that our God is the God of peace.
无论在基督的教会里面，在身体里面有多少的难处。
No matter how much difficulty we see in the church of God or in the body of God,
弟兄姊妹, 我们要欢喜快乐,
we need to rejoice.
我们进入身体的安息,
we need to enter into the rest of the body. Because our God is the God of peace.
他得胜直到永远,
he will be victorious until the
end.
He has already overcame all death and all our enemies.
弟兄姊妹,
this is the rest of the body. We need to learn to yield ourselves under the almighty hand of God and to endure the limit of the body of Christ. Such is kind of vessel that God can use.
弟兄姊妹, 这些, 我觉得对我们每个人来讲都是非常宝贵的。
Friends, sister, this is very important learnings for each one of us.
让我们学习背负的功课。
Let us learn the lesson of bearing one another.
让圣灵一直扩大我们对基督身体的认识。
Let the Holy Spirit continue to expand our knowledge of the body of Christ.
时时刻刻倚靠主的恩典。
And moment by moment, we rely upon the grace of God.
接受十字架的对付。
And to accept the dealing and the working of the cross. Allow the limit, the restraint of the body to be upon us. And that we can enjoy the rest of the body with all the saints. Let us pray. Lord, how we praise and thank you.
你竟然把我们这些人提拔起来, 还要在我们身上做这样荣耀的工作。
You have exalted us and you have do such wonderful work in each one of our lives.
主啊, 我们愿把自己再一次奉献在你手里。
Once again, we commit ourselves into your hand.
主啊, 做成你的工作。
Lord, may you fulfill your work.
让你的荣耀在你教会里彰显出来。
That your glory may be displayed in your church.
让你的旨意得以完全的成就。
That your will be completely done.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.